Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the first chapter. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Should have had a sermon yesterday for Saints Peter and Paul, the martyrs. They are confessors of the faith, which is why we heard from Matthew 16, the confession of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, the one that Peter made greatly there, which is what he stood in to the very end to make that confession also as he hung probably on a cross upside down, dying in service to his Lord. Peter was given the keys, as we saw in Matthew 8:16, which is so important to what his job is, not simply to confess Christ as another Lord on the scene, but as the one who gives such hope, such blessing, such comfort in the clean conscience that is given to a Christian who has their sins forgiven so that they actually can endure to the end. And the tradition is that Paul was right there with him, dying a more noble death in the eyes of a Roman to be beheaded, and yet gladly doing what he had contemplated for so long as he moved from place to place in prison. Paul, in today's thanksgiving at the beginning of his letter to Ephesians, most likely written while he was in prison in Rome, uses a very strange phrase, maybe. He prays that the spirit of wisdom would come to us so that we would have the eyes of our heart enlightened. And of course, the eyes don't live in the heart. But this is the great image that we see many places in the scriptures. We heard it already today in our psalm, that the unfolding of God's words gives light. And it imparts understanding to the simple. Those who are blind have no light coming into their eyes, coming into their minds, giving them any sight. So if the Lord gives his light, then in his light we see light, as the Psalms also say. Now, Paul knows something about being enlightened. And that image was shown to us in a great miracle, a great external sign of what was going on with him. When, after he saw the light of God, the light of Jesus Christ on the road, he was struck blind. The light that he thought he had, the sight that he thought he knew and was pursuing so vigorously, was in fact totally wrong. He was persecuting his God all the time that he was thinking he was helping him. And when, after holy baptism, after coming to an understanding, after hearing the words of Jesus, at last Paul got it. At last Paul's eyes of his heart were enlightened. At last, when he had understanding, it was no longer simple. Something like scales, it says in Acts, fell from his eyes, showing that he was now no longer blind, that he really did see with the truth of God. This is what the Holy Spirit does to us. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing everywhere. In fact, this phrase comes up almost exactly in two other places in the book of Acts. The first is when St. Paul is standing addressing these Ephesian elders in 55 AD on the shores of Turkey before he goes on to Jerusalem, and he says to them partway through his speech, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified." The very phrase he says the enlightenment of our hearts does today, to show us what the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints really is. When Paul says, "I commend you to God, even to the word of his grace," he is commending them and us as well to the Holy Scriptures, to the clear Scriptures, which again, as Psalm 119 says, are a lamp, a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. This is to say that the Holy Scriptures lend their clarity to us. They shine the light in which we may see light. That is where the Holy Spirit is at work, to give the spirit of wisdom and revelation, to give the knowledge of Jesus Christ to us. He is at work in the Word of God, which is a word of his grace and which is powerful then to do something among us, which is why we take so much time out of our week to hear it here every day. That the word of his grace would build us up in that word, and that it would give us that richness, that inheritance of the saints, of all those who are being sanctified. The next time Paul uses this phrase is later when he is giving testimony in Acts 26, his many, many testimonies along the way as he moves ever slowly, ever more surely toward Rome and his death. He says and recounts his moment after the Damascus Road and what it is that Jesus said to him that enlightened him. That Paul's task was, quote, to be sent to the Gentiles in order that he might open their eyes so that they would turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me, that is, in Jesus Christ. The revelation of Christ is the grace of God. That is what the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit are working to impress on us. That is what enlightens. That is what brings people out of the darkness of unbelief into faith. And what always brings us out of the darkness of our sins, our confusions, our simplicity, which is often so wrongheaded, into true light. And it is centered, as Paul says again there, in the forgiveness of sins, in the clean conscience that Jesus gives, which, of course, is what Paul received on that day, what Ananias came and gave word to him, the reason Paul, at that very moment, was baptized to receive the forgiveness of sins and to see the grace of God in action. So that the whole Scriptures were opened up to him, and so that he, who was once dark and blind, would finally be enlightened himself. And lastly, then, we come to that phrase, the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints. This is sonship. This is an inheritance. It's a place among God's people. It's a promise that points us toward the future, because if we have an inheritance, then, just as Peter says so eloquently in his matching epistle, we have something sure and certain that is held for us with God that only needs to be revealed at the last day. That is our salvation. That is what our faith is grasping onto and holding. And also, as he says here, the hope to which we have been called. That, in fact, the Lord, who by his great might has raised Christ from the dead, also will raise us from the dead. That the Lord who has ascended on high is not absent or busy and distracted on his throne while we here undergo many sufferings and trials and mistakes and terrible accidents that he probably could have helped but was busy and didn't get to. No, not at all. He is ruling and reigning, working all things for the good of his church, as Paul will go on to speak of in the rest of Ephesians. He is elevated to the majesty of God at the right hand. And that means that we belong to him, that we are his own, as we say, that we live under him in his kingdom and are able to serve him in the everlasting righteousness and innocence and blessedness that he has and has now given to us. That's the great inheritance, dear fellow saints, that we have. That is the great light that we should be awake and open and seeing at all times, the great gifts that come from the forgiveness of sins, from the grace of his word. So now let us stand up and sing another hymn about this, the Benedictus, which so clearly talks about the light of God that comes to us and reveals at the heart of it what is the great message that we have, which Paul proclaimed, with Peter and Paul together died for, and which we love. That he gives us salvation by the forgiveness of our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.